All right, hello, Mr. Bradford. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Hi. Thank you for patiently holding. I truly do apologize about the lengthy hold. So looking on the account, I'm seeing where we did take $74.99, which is the first payment being that you just started service with us.
You still didn't answer my question, ma'am. What funding source? Because I did not authorize any funding source for you to be taking monies out of my account.
I am seeing that your auto pay is active on the account.
No, I don't have an auto pay, no ma'am. That's why I don't get this $10 discount, ma'am. No, that's false. And if it would, it would be $69.99.
Yes, I do understand, but it's showing you used a credit or debit card instead of using your account. It's showing that your auto pay is active. And so you got the $5 discount for the $74.99 instead of paying the full $79.99.
No, ma'am, it was actually supposed to be $69.99. See, put me through to it. Actually, ask when your supervisor, if you can find out when your supervisor is free. I'm about to come up there and raise some problems for somebody. Find out from me when your supervisor is free so I can come up there, please, and talk to them face-to-face. Can you do that for me, please?
As it relates to the location?
I know where the location is. I'm coming up there to talk to someone face-to-face because this is criminal what you're doing here. I did not authorize any – no. Can you find out when your supervisor is free?
I could check on that for you, but I would have to gather information to provide to them. Just some few questions. When you signed up for service.
No, ma'am, I'm not answering any more questions. I've been very thorough with you. If I need be, I will just hang up and come up there. I'm trying to be considerate. You have everything what my complaint is. Can you find out when your supervisor is available, or I'm just going to hang up and drive up there? Whatever is easier.
From the customer service perspective, our supervisor would not be at that location, but I can have someone give you a call. Would that work for you?
Oh, there's no supervisor up there. I find that hard to believe because when the call should be recorded. When I first made the call there, the gentleman told me on Enterprise that there was a supervisor there. So somebody's not telling the truth, either you or him.
I'm saying that it's not guaranteed, but I can have a supervisor give you a call just to have
guaranteed.
This.
Well, can you find out from someone when a supervisor will be there? And I will gladly come up there and talk to them face-to-face, please. I'll wait on hold for you. Thank you.
Give me one moment, please. Is it okay if I put you on hold just for another minute or two, please?
Absolutely.
I'll be back with you shortly.